Hello, everyone. This is Kathleen Francis with another segment of Wise Women, produced by Dr. Gary Null. And we've had some wonderful, wonderful women on our show lately. Of course, Judith Burke was coming in from Sweden. And today, our guest is coming to us from Ecuador. And she played a very important part in the evolution of my own experience here in Sedona, Arizona. I was hired back in 1998 by Gail and Patrick Flanagan to help kind of reorganize her company. Gail and Patrick were going through a relationship transition, and I was invited into this wonderful location to work with her. We had actually planned to do a series of lectures called Women of Wit and Wisdom. And so now here I am with Wise Women as things evolve. But at that time in my life, I was vice president of one of the big independent film producers who did the first Terminator and then, of course, won 2 Academy Awards for Platoon and Last Emperor. And this wonderful man, John Daly, who was such a prince of a man. I just adored him, and he was so wonderfully kind and supportive to me. And the banks came in and basically called in notes in a very nefarious way and took his entire body of work of 100 extraordinary films that he had produced. And that was the end of Hemdale Pictures and my job, of course, because at that time, you know, we had this wonderful 3-story building, and I would keep coming in. Tita, will you stop that? My little dog has something to say. I'm not sure what, but anyway, he would come in the morning and say, "Kathleen, Kathleen," in his English accent. "Darling, why are you still here?" Because by that time, I was, I think, owed something like $50,000 in back wages, but it's never about the money for me, never has been, never will be. But today we have an opportunity to explore some things that I think will be very interesting. You know, the objective always in this show is to bring forward wisdom from women who have been through the trenches, have learned through hard experiences. And this woman was the wife of Patrick Flanagan, who was an amazing man with many extraordinary gifts. He created the Neurophone and developed microhydrin and crystal energy products that had tremendous healing powers as well. And so Stephanie Sutton is her name. And with that, Stephanie, may I welcome you to Wise Women.
Yes. Oh, I'm very excited to be here. I haven't done a radio show since when Patrick was alive. And even then, I was mostly listening. So, yeah, this is cool.
Well, Patrick always had such amazing things to say, and I always enjoyed being with you. You know, it was always so much to take away whenever I spent time with the two of you. He was so rich with, I mean, he was, you know, endless information that he just outpoured into the universe and made that available to us. And we miss him, and I'm sure you do. He passed a couple of years ago?
December of 2019.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just before COVID started. So he missed hearing about that. Thank God.
Right. Now, Stephanie, just to give you a little briefing, she's the developer of the interactive multimedia entertainment environment called Wonder Bar. And over the last 15 years, she's worked as a psychologist, an artist, a workshop facilitator, writer, consultant in organizational development. And so she's quite, quite the diverse woman with many talents. She authored a book entitled Earth Seeking Itself: Personal Quests Towards Right Livelihood. And so during the past 3 years, she's worked as an independent video artist, and she's raised seed capital, which launched the Ecotopia Development Group, a for-profit subsidiary for the TV miniseries, Ecotopia. So that's, I definitely want to know more about that. Do you want to share some of what you're up to?
Well, that it, well, it's Ecotopia.
Ecotopia.
Ernest Kallenbach, which is, that is so ancient history that just to hear that resume, did I send that to you? It's just been
yes,
so-
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, you know, that's all pre-Patrick Flanagan. And, all the foundation is there because in order to be with Patrick, who I met at age 48, in order to ride on the crest with him for 23 years, I needed a background like that, right?
Oh, yes.
Otherwise it's crushing. And I think there may be, we don't have to get into it, but I think that had a lot to do with Gail's passing away, the experience of being with Patrick and what it can do, because it can excite people. It can also threaten people and people can get very jealous.
Okay? Oh, we know about that.
Yeah. So people are altered in whatever developed stage they're in life in terms of their own self-worth or and whatnot. So I think Pat and I were a pretty good match that way.
Oh, and, yes.
Yeah. And I it's not ironic, but I've been thinking so much about this in the last hour and or day, or it's like right up for me right now, which is that I'm completely was made to be handling the postpartum of his passing and carry the torch for Five Sciences. It's
wow.
Like I'm made for that. And I certainly, my degree is in, I was always in fine arts. I was in dance, drama, and fine arts at University of Washington. And I always, I'm Piscean. I think I was, you know, I had this sort of magical feeling about life in general, but I never saw myself becoming a businesswoman and running a business, a global business.
And there handling, you are.
Well, in the many facets of Patrick's life. So since
oh, yes.
he passed, I've had to go into all the reams of documents of, because he had, every decade he had, was having a different life and a different discovery and whatnot. So I now am doing all the research on that for a book that's being written by Joseph Marcello, who produced Pyramid Power in the most recent version, which is really
oh, well yeah. Done. And of course, reminding people that Patrick was the one that, you know, wrote the book Pyramid Power way ahead of his time.
73.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He was just a young man. Well, he was about 32, I think. Age of Christ, right? 33, 32, coming.
Right.
And he
right.
Christed the planet with the math, the science math part about what is a pyramid, what does it do, what can it do, and all of that.
Right.
And
right.
Just woke everyone up to a much more, instead of just a tourist staring at Chiapas, like, isn't that interesting how they do it? It's what is it, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So. Yeah. So, you know, there's a lot there. And that book's available. And we're going to be doing a launch for Five Sciences to rev up our engines back, because we have been so hurt by this attack that we've been under. And by the way, our attacker, what's the first thing he did when he wanted to ruin our business, which was to whistleblow us to the FDA?
Oh.
And that was 2018. And so that is brutal, let me tell you. I mean, we all know.
You know, you and I talked before we were actually recording. And would you just kind of give an overview for our listeners so that they know what the reference points are here? Because I until you disclosed that to me, I had no idea. And again, you know, the brilliance of these nefarious people that just gravitate to anything that's full of light and wisdom and want to destroy it. So would you give a briefing of where we're at with regard to this so that our listeners know?
Well, Kathleen, you couldn't have said it better. And it is so true. And the whole planet is under siege by this very same element. It has many faces and colors and accents, but it's all the same in the fact that this devouring, psychotic, negative, dark, evil entity latching on to that which is of the light.
Yeah, it is. Well,
I want to really, I want to back up the tiniest bit and just tell you this. So Patrick had a stroke in 2016 here in Ecuador after us having an IV, a vitamin C IV drip, totally normal thing. But remember, we're at a little over 4,000 feet. And he had already had health problems, which is a whole nother story. But anyway, the point is, right at that time, Patrick's son-in-law married to his wife, I mean, his daughter, sorry, the son-in-law is married to Pat's daughter, asked for money. And Patrick was very kind. He said, what do you want to do? What do you need the money for and whatnot? And never got an answer. So the money never got sent to this guy. And this guy was a felon. Anyway, he had a horrible background, which we didn't know about, but he married Pat's daughter for a reason. So anyway, he starts writing all over the internet. This is 2017 now. I mean, horrible stuff, horrible things about the company, about the products, about me, about.
Oh.
So every time there was a video, you'd go into the comment section and he'd know how to embed. So sometimes he'd put it in a, you know, comment within a comment. And so Ken Sheets, whom I'm sure you know, our social media guy, right?
Because yes.
Ken has been our just fabulous social media promoting Patrick in ways that no one ever done before, with videos and wonderful content and graphics and whatnot. So anyway, so there was a whole new job of finding these and removing them and dealing with YouTube and other, all the various places, because sometimes you have to contact them to remove it, and often they don't or they won't. There's a horrible underworld there of just using the internet to destroy somebody and having a fake address, a fake name.
Oh, yeah.
But this guy, his name is Albert, he would say he's Pat's son-in-law, so he knows everything about Pat. So he used it. And he even created a fake Facebook page, which you couldn't tell, where it looked like it all came from Pat, and it was Pat saying how horrible Patrick is. And how
Oh my God.
Now this went on 2017, 2018.
Oh my God.
And during that time, we both panicked. I didn't know what to do. So I hired a lawyer and we started working on Pat's estate planning. And to make a very long story short, at the same time, this man came into our life down here in Ecuador, who's from New Hampshire, a gringo, seemed very nice, very intelligent, and Pat enjoyed the repartee with him. They could really talk and whatnot. And anyway, he started to do everything for us, like handle, you know, car registrations, and we had work done on our kitchen. And first it was physical things, then it became more and more, and he got more and more involved in the business, asking Patrick questions, to the point that he learned everything about Pat's discovery, how it's made, everything.
No.
Oh yes. Now listen to this. And then we asked him to deal with Pat's son-in-law, who was writing all over the internet, will you please call the police department? Because he had the son-in-law had a, not only did he have a background, but he also had, he was up for a felony at that time, multiple felonies, something called Soaring Paws was the name of his company. It was ripping people off. Anyway, he got caught. That's why I was asking for money. And so when he didn't get the money, he decided to just ruin Patrick's life. Well, guess what? This architect working for us, that's where he got the idea of using the internet to destroy Patrick. Right. Now they're working together.
Oh my God in heaven.
Yep.
All the wonderful things that he brought forward. And Gail, when she was alive, she was such a champion of women and women's empowerment. Yes, you know, she always was a stand for that. in such a powerful way. And of course, and Patrick supported that whole, I mean, you know, he has had two extraordinarily powerful women in his life as his life partners, you and Gail. And, you know, for that attack, especially when his health was compromised. And, you know, the thing is, what I know about extraordinarily gifted people whose intent is always for the good, for them to deal with this kind of nefarious activity is so foreign to our nature.
Yes, that's and well said.
Yeah, and it's harsh in the whole system of our own, you know, auric field. That's it's right. just horrible. And, you know, I mean, I've had plenty of attacks, believe me, in my life, so I know it comes with the territory. I think that those of us that came down with a lot of light, that's just part of what we have to be able to confront to be here, which I don't know. What kind of contracts did we sign? I'm going to redo those contracts before I got in this body. What the heck?
I know.
You know? But it makes us strong. And, you know, I always tell people the street I live on is called Warrior Rest, and I'm laughing. A warrior, I get. When do I get a rest?
you and I can see each other, and you just look so radiant, and it's so true that our radiance attracts this, and they hate us, and they want.
Yes.
They hate us. They want to kill us. They want to destroy us.
Yes, it's true.
Right.
A couple of days ago, I'll tell you, you know, some people have called my shop a vortex for wonderful people. And it's true. This wonderful man comes in with his 16-year-old daughter. And, you know, I can't help but connect with people. It's impossible for me to not be who I am, you know. And, I mean, after about 30 minutes, you know, we were just in love in that, you know, we were just in love with each other.
That's it.
You know?
I do.
Yeah, you know? And then he shows me, which you would love. He gives me the privilege. He's, I've never shown anyone. You're the first person I'm showing my body of work to. Wait till you see what this man created. He went into the desert, got these lyrics, and the graphics are, they're astonishing. I can't wait to share it with you. And okay. I mean, that kind of connection in a half hour where he felt so safe to make me the first one to see this extraordinary body of work, you know?
Oh, yes. Do I have to come there to see it?
No, but he hasn't released it yet. I promised I would not share it with anyone until he was ready to do that, you know. And then, you know, my kind of background that listeners have heard before, because, you know, my mother died when I was 5 and blah, blah, blah. And my dad married a countess. And so she was a countess and she had 2 daughters who were countesses. And so I got all the hand-me-downs and I had to do all the housework. So the whole Cinderella story, right?
Yeah.
But I never identified with Cinderella. I identified with the fairy godmother. That's always what I have, you know, so I'm always doing things like magic things for people. And so not having said this story or anything, his little 16-year-old daughter looks at me and says, "You're my fairy godmother." And my jaw dropped.
Oh, wow.
So that's the kind of attunement that can happen when people are at a certain frequency.
That's right.
That you can tune into the archetype of who we are with each other. I mean, that little girl, she just couldn't hug me enough. She just kept saying, "I love you. I love you." You know, it's like, you know, so what kind of moment what is that moment worth?
Oh, yeah.
I live by what I say is, life is not about the number of breaths you take, but by the number of moments that take your breath away.
There you go.
And that was one of those.
So, well, you know, I want to tell you, the reason I live in this little village, Vilcabamba in the Andes, is for exactly that. I can, every time I go into town, the town is so small and so filled with expats, and we all basically came here for the very, very similar frequency of A, the natural beauty of the place and the separation from everything else, right?
Yeah,
and so
right.
There's an instant rapport, and doesn't matter where I go, what street, what time of the day, boom, I'm running into either people I do know always, and it's always just an absolute high, or having the experience you just described everywhere I go. There, you know, that's I lived at Finhorn. If people in you're listening, I don't know, but do you know about Finhorn? Do you know where that is?
I've heard about it, but you know, I don't have it fresh in my, you know, my awareness.
Well, everybody needs to look it up right now, which is, it was, well, back in the 70s, I went there in 1974, and I lived there for a year. And it's a spiritual community, for starters, I guess you could say. But the way it started and what was going on was very unique, right? There's, right now, it's huge, right? And it's in the very northernest point of Scotland, near the Moray Firth. There's a little inlet of water that comes in, and it's right there. And they took over the Clooney Hotel, this giant old hotel. So it expanded. So going back to 74, there were 100 members. And I had the interesting job of transcribing the lectures given by Eileen and Peter Caddy, who started the place. So anyway.
Oh, wow.
So unique to this experience. So I'm 24. It's 1974. I was born in 1950. I can keep track of my age and the year, which helps. Otherwise, it could have been.
But then, you know, you have to just forget when you were born. That's what I did.
Okay. Well, I haven't gotten that far along yet. But it'll happen, I'm sure. But back then, they were guided by spirit 100% to land in this, what they call a caravan, which we call a trailer camp, right? In this caravan site, doing exactly what they're told, and to dig a garden. And the soil was so horrible that they just couldn't believe they were being told to do that. Well, what they did is they did that. And what happened is these enormous vegetables grew out of it that caught the attention of press all throughout England, Scotland, Ireland. And then bit by bit, people came and they came and they built and they came. So by that time I got there in 74, it was just thriving and perfect. And the reason I bring it up is because the one thing I saw at that time and experienced for the first time in my life is that when I thought something, it manifested.
There you go.
Okay. So, and that's frequency and resonance. And so we miss that a lot in living in our cities and whatnot, but you get a collection of people all on the same vibration. And
yes, ma'am.
Instantaneous combustion of kindness and what you need.
That's see, what is that but enlightenment to me? So, you know, I've chased every guru. You know, I lived in India. I've been a seeker from the time I was 7 years old, to tell you the truth. And you know, I would every New Year's, I would take a helium balloon, release it, and my prayer was always, please let me always be in tune with Creator, with the God that is the creator of all of this. And I think I've achieved a great deal of that connection on a daily basis. And Osho, who was my master in India, he talked about creating a Buddha field. He called it a Buddha field. And you know, when things happen in that way that you're talking about, where, you know, I call it walking in a state of grace. So if I need a rubber band, I'll be walking, you know, 50 feet and there's a rubber band, because, you know, whatever I need will manifest right there. And it's exciting.
Oh, yeah. You
know, it's exciting and humbling, because, you know, you're, some people call it in the flow. I think Gary Null calls it being in the flow. And that I mean, when you feel that, then nothing can actually really interfere with you, I feel. You know,
the
even
force.
If you die, it the doesn't force. Matter, you know?
Don't forget saying that. I just want to shut the door.
Okay. So, you know, we've taken some pretty powerful steps in the direction of comprehension of, you know, manifestation. And that's always been something that has been a real focus of my own, you know, manifesting from our thoughts, knowing that our thoughts do produce the manifestations that are before us, bumping our heads against when something shows up that's contrary to what we had intended, and trying to understand, I mean, the challenges that, you know, I mean, that you're facing, for instance, you know, and I've had plenty of my own, trust me. And I often say, God must love me so much. He wants to make me the strongest freaking warrior on planet Earth.
Exactly. Well, you know, we are going for grades at the end and for accolades. And I want to quickly tell you a story that I think your audience and you will really get a lot from, because we're talking about manifestation, but there's also intervention by spirit, absolutely making destiny happen unbeknownst to you. And in the case of Patrick, that's what happened to me. And I met Patrick. I was on, it was the day after Christmas. I was living in
Boulder. I love this story, and I'm so glad you're bringing it up.
Is that okay? Okay, good.
Please.
I didn't know if you remembered or if I had even told you.
No, but I was always fascinated with it. And these are the kind of magical stories that I think are really important for people to realize that they occur and to be present to your own extraordinary moments, that it's important for people to be able to pay attention and notice things. So please go on. I would love that story.
That's very true. And in October, before the Christmas season, a handsome 20 years younger than myself fellow from Holland wanted to come and spend Christmas with me, bought his ticket. And I got the inner guidance to stop that from happening. And I remember when I called him, and he was very offended and shocked, and said he'd already paid for his ticket, but I followed my guidance, which is don't have him come at Christmas. Now, I had no knowledge of Patrick other than I had been at a dinner party where he and Gail were it was for them. They were the honored guests or whatever. Anyway, and that's all I knew, and a little bit more than that. But anyway, I want to keep it tight. So what happened was I blocked this handsome fellow from spending Christmas with me. And then Christmas came and went. And then I was staying with friends and in Boulder Creek, and a load of wood came, and we were going to be driving to Los Angeles. I was a videographer at that time. And I love piling wood. So I thought I'd pile some wood before we headed off on the road. And while I was piling the wood, somehow, it's not like I heard a voice, but I was told to get in my car and go to the goddess temple, right? You remember this?
Oh!
It was a dictation without hesitation, and I didn't even question it. Now, this is, I could probably say maybe that's happened to me in my life somewhere. It wasn't as profound, because what happened is I got in the car, drove to the goddess temple, which was 5 minutes away, and there I got there. There was only one car I didn't recognize. I went up to the front door, knocked on the door, and Patrick Flanagan opened up the door. And he had met me at a dinner party about 2 months prior. And he says to me, I'm here for the whole holidays, all the way through after New Year. And how about you be my date for these next 5-7 days?
Wow.
Flabbergasted and didn't know much about him. And he handed me a biography about his life, literally. He handed me, he said, well, take this book and go look at it. And if you change your mind, please come back and be my date. And I took the book and I went back to my friends in Boulder Creek, 5 minutes away. I opened up the book, I sat in the car and I went through the pages. I don't think it was, I'm trying to think what, I think it was Nick Bagage's book. Border New Alchemy, I think. Actually, it had, I think it had to be. Anyway, and so I closed the book, got my bags. I said, I'm not going to LA. I went back to the Goddess Temple and we were never apart ever again, literally. So how did that happen?
That one.
Look at that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm told to get in the car and go to, and you know, there's my girlfriend owned the Goddess Temple. That's Penny Slinger, a very famous artist. And she's been living with Christopher Hill, who brought Spirulina to us. So I was going to the Goddess Temple because I was told to, but I figured I'd find Penny. And it was only Patrick, and he had been driving for 17 hours from Sedona, and he had just gotten there.
Wow.
So, and then that's destiny, let me tell you.
Yes.
When I tell you now, as I am now carrying the torch for Five Sciences and keeping the business not only alive based on all these attacks that we've had,
right,
we're getting ready to thrive. We're getting a whole new ad agency working with us, and we're going to make a comeback.
Wow.
And it takes, I mean, I was chosen. I was chosen then, and I'm chosen now because I can imagine, you know, you can see what Gail went through without going into that.
Oh, yes.
You know, what it takes to embrace really Patrick's life work.
Yes.
Make it your own and know how important it is and how gifted, well, graced I am to have that role.
Yes.
I think that's why with all this torturous attacking, I've always just felt so blessed. It's interesting.
Yeah, I understand.
Keeping me buoyant, even though the darkness is just relentless.
Yes.
I mean, I haven't even told you what they've done. He has, this bad guy has a team. He has two teammates. One of them lives next to us and she's a technical writer. And so the writing thing, because they learned that from Albert, like you, and they wrote to all of our distributors and they wrote things. So and all the lawyers having to do a rebuttal and this is what we're up against. And then going into the lawsuits and then I was in Prescott for 3 days in the trial against.
Oh my God.
And they were on Zoom because their passports are confiscated because they've been under arrest by me for 4 years now since 2019. And so they can't fly, but there they are saying that the house, that Patrick gave the house to them.
Wow.
All lies.
Wow.
So, but we're getting there, we're almost done. And you know, I have to be prepared for whatever, you know, until this is done. You never know, because just like Patrick's life work is my mission, them destroying us is their mission. You see?
Yes, I do. You know, and you'll come up with it. But the very nature of people who don't have anything of their own to create and produce, they seek after what they can steal and destroy because they have so little of their own creative energy. You know, and I don't know if you knew this, but you know, I mean, I suffered quite a lot after Gail passed, in the sense that you know, this part where people say, you know, this was given and whatever. You know, and I know Nick Begich is a wonderful guy, but I mean he brought me to my knees into tears, you know, claiming that I had taken the will and he was supposed to be in the will. And then his, Gail's mother is accusing me of me killing Gail. I mean, stuff that was so not true. I mean, why would I do such a thing? Why would I do such a thing? I mean, it's their own dark nature that would project that on me, who did nothing but support Gail. And I mean, excuse me, it was just beyond belief that, you know, I had, I mean, I was, you know, suffering my own loss complete change in my my life there out of the blue. And then to deal with, you know, those kinds of attacks were just beyond belief. I mean, it was like, I'm going, you've got to be kidding me. You know, I got calls from her mother. Where's, you know, Gail wanted me to have this money, whatever. You know, and that whole thing about money, money, money.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gosh. It was beyond belief. And this is unfortunately, you know, people that do have success like you and Patrick have and have something that people want, and people just they can't help themselves. They just they want to covet. I mean, isn't that one of the Ten Commandments? Thou shalt not covet thy covet. I mean, I love that word. Covet thy neighbor's wife. Covet thy neighbor's goods. Well, they're, you know, I don't know. What can you say?
I know it's biblical.
Yes, it is.
It's so biblical. It's not even, and here the Bible's, you know, here it is. You want to find out what it's really like? Here's what they plan to do. Here's how ugly it is.
Right.
Here's the way out. And here's the way in. And they're just trying, what we're dealing with in the world is they're trying to just literally strip God from every square inch of life on earth.
Exactly. You know, and it's hard because, you know, so many of us are just trying to stay in the light and not get down in that negative energy and be, you know, because, you know, so many of my spiritual sisters and teachers have, you know, said we just have to keep our focus on the higher frequencies. But man, when you see what really upsets me is what they're doing to the kids. That's just so. Oh, you know, and I mean, Gary has some of the most extraordinary experts on what's going on, you know, with, because Gary did several documentaries about vaccines before there was any COVID anything. He's
really?
Been against,
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, they want to give 6-month-old babies a vaccine. They're, I mean, oh God, that's when my warrior shield comes in, and I want to just, you know, go,
I know,
get on my horse and, you know, destroy them.
Slay
yes,
them down.
Exactly.
I know. Well, you can rebuke them. I'm kind of learning that rebuking actually has a lot of power, you know, but I mean, it's
tell me what that, give me an example. Let our listeners hear that.
Well, when someone is doing you wrong, or you know they have evil intent towards you, or they've already either planned it, demonstrated it, whatever, you rebuke them in the name of the Christ. You have to pull the Christ light into whatever you're doing. I mean,
yes.
You can bring in Osho, you can bring in Master Dwalkul. I used to be a student of Alice Bailey and the Master Dwalkul. There are other masters, Michael, you know, Saint Germain.
Oh, yes.
Angel Michael, many archangels. But why not just go for the Christ and get right to, because the Christ is in charge of Earth. He's our specialty, you know. It's like anything. I mean, that's his job. He came here to say, hey, everybody, you know, this is how it works. Try this out. You know, I'm being kind of facetious, but, you know, so all the rejection of saying, oh, I don't want to say Christ, you know, or I'm not getting into the Jesus part, because that it even gets worse. I mean, it's worse. It's easier to come out gay than it is to come out for Jesus, you know.
Oh my God. Isn't it something that it's come to that?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
Lord.
Dirty
above.
Word. It's
oh
like,
my God.
And now, like, and if you've witnessed, like, the when the shows happen, like for the football game and for the Grammys, these shows, halftime shows. And now it's just pure evil. I mean, it's just Luciferian, satanic,
correct.
Nothing else.
Oh,
nothing.
I mean, did you see those musical numbers? Did you see that? I mean, how blatant can they get?
Well, that's it.
Hello.
They're going to get worse.
Dressed like Satan with the horns, with the whole thing, with all the fire. It's like I'm going, wow, you know, nothing's hidden here.
Well, I hope the whole world looks at it like we do, which is, Lord have mercy. I mean, you know, this has gone way too far. I hope it just has a boomerang effect. Like they're hoping that what's happening to Trump right now is going to have a boomerang.
I'm waiting for it. You know, I'm waiting for it because this is just like, oh, Lord.
I know, and I'm looking at the screen. Look at, here, see the screen? Can you see this?
Oh, Mamma Mia. Yeah.
I know. And you hope that the people that didn't like him are starting to experience compassion for him.
Something. Because, I mean, I've had just wonderful, wonderful close friends that I had a real sisterhood with. And then the divide. And now I don't even talk to them, nothing. And it's like, it's so sad. And mm-hmm. you know, hey, the problem is that whatever the exposure of what comes in, you know, the propaganda, it's like, look, I could have been someone else if I had been exposed to a different narrative and bought into it, that they could have been me. And it's just, and you know, all of the propaganda in all of our colleges, it's just heartbreaking. They don't, you know, it's like, there's no way. How does that happen? How does something happen to shift what the truth is from what the lies are?
Right.
The lies. And I mean, Gary Null talks about it on every day. They're lying to you. They are lying to you, and they have been lying to you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And look at how many people have suffered these lies. It's heartbreaking to me because they're a nefarious plan. You have to be vaccinated if you want to have a job. I mean, we have people that died a couple of weeks later, you know, just had, if you want your job, you have to do it. You know, 5-year-old son sees his father dead on the kitchen floor. These are real stories. This is not, you know, anyway, it's just heartbreaking to see so many people that succumbed, bought into, mm-hmm. and just didn't know.
You know, I read every day, all day, whenever I can. It's my form of entertainment in the sense of what's the world doing today, because it's so outrageous. You know, I mean, I certainly can't watch television and I can't watch Netflix. I can't watch even movies. I can watch, you know, Sound of Music. I can do replays of anything up until the 80s, but you start getting anything since the 2000s, they are just lacing it with indoctrination of your thought forms about what's acceptable.
Right.
There's an old saying that I learned this from Jose Arguelles about Iblis. Iblis makes evil fair seeming. And this is what has happened. Evil is everywhere.
Yeah.
It's just fair. It's just fine. It's all right. Let it happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
It's not.
Yeah. And so many people just, you know, refuse to engage in any of it. And I appreciate and I honor their perspective. I honor that, you know, this is their mission in their life. It's not mine. I know it's not. You know, but I was this way always. I mean, when I saw Jane Goodall in that feature film about what was happening in the rainforest with the animals, I was ready to pack my bags and die for those causes. It's just the way I am. And
right.
Yeah,
me too.
You know,
me
I
too.
Just.
But, you know, Jane Goodall though was doing promotion for getting the vaccine. I saw. And Joni Mitchell, and they've gotten so many people that are from our generation buying into this, whether, you know, I don't know if it's because their lives were going to be threatened.
Ah, right.
Right? I mean, or certainly your career. Like Jane, you will never see a gorilla again. You know, you will be removed, right?
Right, right.
Because they want a promotion from people that people are used to respecting.
Yes, correct.
And
correct.
Some of it was money. A lot of people are swayed by money, no problem.
Sure.
People with a conscience.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
And that's what really gets scary, that what is driving this? This thing is so, so pervasive, so scary.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, this thing happening to Trump right now, today, right now, on television, you know, they did have a video of him walking in, and now it's just photos, just like they do to anyone they put in court. And you get the photos, and then you get the sketches done.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all circus. It's all, we can only hope that it is all divinely guided for a boomerang.
Well, yes.
Action on the whole.
Right, right, yeah, right, right, right. You know, and a lot of the narrative from the good guys is that, you know, the objective here is to incense the white hats to action so that then they can, you know, put the hammer down and just lock us all up. You know, and so it's very hard not to want to, you know, run in defense of when you know injustice is so pervasive. It's just, so many people that I care about and I love, and some of them just they don't want to know anything about it. A lot of our young people, I watch some man on the street kind of stuff. Some of them didn't even know who Biden was. I mean, some of the lack of awareness. Mm-hmm. You know, and I was never really a political person, but I always loved this country. When I was 9 years old, I wrote an essay and delivered it on a radio for a contest called The Voice of Democracy.
Oh,
and I won. And then I went on to, you know, win the state contest what I wouldn't give to hear that little 9-year-old voice of mine. And, you know, I mean, because my mother died when I was young. So it's, you know, when you have a mother that is really your mother, they keep those things for you.
Right.
You know, and so much of what I created as a child, which really was extraordinary. I've been blessed and highly favored. All the gifts I've been given I'm amazed at my own process every day, you know.
Right.
And I'm sure you are too.
I relate to that. I relate to it. It makes it keeps you in that frequency. It's all about you're feeling a blessing pouring through you, even if you're really having some kind of massive difficulty. It doesn't matter.
Yes.
You feel protected and you feel the grace. Now, of course, one always has to work more on their faith and like it. So it's a kind of a dance between faith and an excitement of knowing that everything's okay. But then you have to work again,
Do have to do the work.
Yeah, you do. You do. You have to pull it in. You have to pray. You have to give thanks. You know, the other night I had an attack of gratitude. I was going to sleep and I thought, I think I haven't been doing enough gratitude. So I just went into this grateful, gratitude, more grateful, you know, and just, I was playing with the word and I was playing with the energy.
Yeah.
Right. And it put me to sleep. It was like a serum. I was like, okay. Because it's the truth. I mean, how did we get here? These bodies and these minds.
Yes.
And
yes.
Those of us who aren't plagued by evil thoughts, you know, we're so blessed.
Yes. Yes, we are, you know, and, you know, I saw, you know, the government has done some extraordinary experiments and gone really deep into the DNA and the psyche of our spiritual psyche, for lack of a better words. I don't know, sometimes I come up with things that I don't know where those terms come from, but the government has taken men in particular and put them into these states of consciousness where they are accessing the powers that most people have not accessed yet. And in this interview, he was talking about our capabilities that go far beyond what we realize. And so, you know, this is, you know, I might be magical thinking, I don't care. When I oftentimes, I haven't been doing it for the last few nights, but I will lay down as I'm going to sleep and I just pretend I'm in the med bed. I am taking all of my atoms and there I'm reorganizing them and I'm getting younger and I'm healing everything. And then I actually say to myself, I am the med bed. I am the med bed. I am that. And I think something's working because damn, I look good.
I know. If you don't say so yourself.
There's not a day that goes by that some stranger, even in the supermarket, will say, oh, you're so beautiful. You know, strangers. I mean, it takes courage for people to actually, you know, approach a stranger and say, oh, you're so beautiful. I mean, every day at this age, you know, I never got compliments like that when I was in my 20s. You know, so you said it at the beginning of this show, it's this radiance that I think is coming out of us, whether it's our facial features or whatever, there's a radiance that's coming through and people see it and it forces them to comment on it. You see?
Yes, because it's
and it impacts them, I swear. So, you know. That's a blessing. And, you know, I have my challenges. Oh, girl, I can give you a laundry list of my own stuff, you know, but I don't care. You know, I'm blessed and I am highly favored, as Luann Panessi always says.
And you know, for your audiences, if someone's listening to this and saying to themselves, I don't feel highly favored, guess what? All you have to do is do what Kathleen just did and say, I'm highly favored.
Yeah.
Claim it.
Claim it.
Bring it in. It doesn't sit, it doesn't come to you because it feels sorry for you or something. No, it only comes to you if you own it, claim it, and ask for it.
Yes, ma'am.
You shall find. You know,
yes.
Knock and the door shall open.
Yes.
Ask and you shall receive.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's truth. That is truth.
Even in the midst of the worst of circumstances, you see, because, you know, I mean, you've been through a lot. I have been through a lot. Oh, my God. So many times I was like at that door, I was going, oh, I'm getting out of here. You know, if I can't create an illness, I'll just find the gun. You know, I'm getting out of here. This is not any fun at all. And that to that. Deep a despair about what the circumstances of your life are, but you know, here we are. We're still here.
It's wonderful.
We're still here. Yeah.
So are we done? Is that how you think?
I think we have a few more minutes because we started a little late here. So
I don't know what your show requires.
What would you in your elaborate and interesting life, what wisdom would you share with people in our audience? Can you think of what would make an impact for people? Because that's always what I try to do. Mm-hmm. And I know that in listening to these conversations, if someone can hear it and take just one thing away from what we share, then today was worthwhile. You know?
Okay. Well, the first thing that kept coming to me is the water you drink is more important than the food you eat. You are what you drink, as Patrick used to say. And I drink Mega Hydrate now. I didn't do this when Patrick was alive, ironically, because you know, you can get pills and you can get powder. I never did this. I would always put Crystal Energy and everything. But what happened to me is I needed protection when Pat passed away and I had to fight this man. So I started putting 3 scoops of the powder into this large, 18 ounce bottle. And I drink it all day, all night, and I've never gotten sick. I through all this
microdosing.
Microdosing, right. So I feel like, besides the warrior, I feel so protected and supercharged. And nobody, in the 23 years of being with Pat, it never even came up. I never discussed it. I didn't care. I didn't even think about powder, except we used to bathe in it. That was fantastic. But now I feel it's my job to tell people about drinking it, because and also, so it's putting hydrogen in your water, right? And when the pH of a body is high in hydrogen, the pH is high, no pathogens can live in your body. No virus, nothing can stand it, because the hydrogen doesn't create free radicals. What it does is it clears out any bacteria, mold, spores, all of the different things, not to mention the other things that we're exposed to with chemtrails and everything else. So I feel like I am completely protected, and that's why Patrick made it for this time. So I recommend
powder. You know, speaking of which, give some information, would you, about the company, about how people would connect with you?
Okay, well, the company is called Thigh Sciences, and so www.thighsciences.com, P-H-I, and then the word science with an S, so P-H-I, science with an S, Thigh Sciences. What I've been working on with is a section in it called All Things Flanagan, and it's his childhood, all the things that happened to him with the Pentagon, his, you know, device that he invented in eighth grade to won the science fair that could identify ICBMs wherever they were being exploded anywhere on the planet, and any nuclear detonations, because back in those days they were detonating nuclear bombs underground all the time. And right. So the Pentagon came and stole that from Patrick and then made it confidential. Nobody, you know, and then they put it on what was called the Sputniks or the satellites back then. We didn't have
that. Isn't that amazing?
It is. And that's eighth grade. And then comes the Neurophone, and Life magazine did a 3-page spread on him. And so he was a child prodigy in electronics as a child. And then he moved into water, and the principle is the Hunza water from Afghanistan, where the water, there were centenarians, people living well over 100, and understanding what is the mineral content in the water and why. And he created crystal energy. He hadn't created megahydrate yet. That came next, because then he went into the science and art. He is the father of the research, hydrogen research. Patrick is the father. And now hydrogen products are everywhere, and none of them have the ORP that our product has. Our product is registering on a level that doesn't even exist anywhere. He created a new discovery, a new compound, and that's what megahydrate is. And he was under attack when he first came out with it after 2 years of being with Royal Body Care, when it was called Microhydrin. That was the beginning. And then Royal Body Care started putting a third less of the material, the actual material, in the pill, and people weren't having the same results. And Howard, the president of Royal Body Care, and says, "What's going on? I tested the product, and it's like got half of what it should have in it." And what did they do? They sued Patrick. That was the end of the relationship.
Oh,
and that
sent
the company, that sent Pat's life work back, because then he had to just rely on having a website. And that's where he's been since, trying to stay outside of working with other people, because this greed factor. I'm telling you one thing, Kathleen, the discovery of megahydrate is very similar to what gold does to people, because it is the elixir. It is a longevity substance, and it is life-saving. And so that is gold. That's what people want, right? And of course, there's many claims out there.
Right.
But Patrick delivers. People were walking when they couldn't walk back in the beginning. I'm sure you know.
Yes.
I mean, they would take the blood. Do you remember? Did you go to the big show in Vegas where they took a person off the street and who agreed to allow them to take a slip of blood from them?
Wow. So
an average person from the street, they put that on a slide. There were at least 3,000 people in this room. This is Royal Body Care days. And they give that guy two pills, two megahydrate pills, wait 25 minutes and say, may we take in, you know, they prepared them. We're going to take your blood again, gets the blood off, puts it on the slide. And the blood went from clumping and not moving and with little virusy things. Cause I've been looking at blood recently. I know there's all kinds of things that really actually are mold and, that, you know, complications. I could go further. With
yes.
That,
yes.
But in his case, his blood went from completely unhealthy looking in all the ways that, you know, that you expect to 100% healthy. I saw it with my own. I saw it many times.
And isn't that exciting?
It is.
Well, we are now coming to the close of this and that. I'm glad that we touched on that. And I would love to have you on as a guest again. As you know, I had two wonderful women that I had separately last week. It's all, and the sisterhood is so, so vital and the women's presence in this day and era. And coming up right after this show is A Different Angle with Rodney Harris and Kyle George, and they always explore wonderful things. So, you know, people listening, please stay tuned on PRN. Because A Different Angle is a very, they're very candid, they're very real, and I really appreciate these two guys bringing forward, you know, their perspective.
Well, Kathleen, so how do I find your show? I don't know where to go.
Oh, I will get that information to you, sweetie. I'll send an email. Okay. So, Stephanie coming in from Ecuador, maybe I'll move there.
Sure. It's on your room.
Yes, exactly. Oh my goodness. Well, thank you. This has been a wonderful, wonderful experience to share time with you. And I hope that we connect again in the near future and explore more. Stephanie, thank you so much for being on Wise Women. And with that, I will say bye-bye to everyone and I'll see you next time.